Just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos. Stepmom is a movie I saw, I don't know, about 10 years ago with Julia Roberts. It was a great movie. I think for me, I remember the fear I had in becoming a step-parent when I married a man that had a child from a previous marriage. I remember feeling like, will I do this child right? Am I able to do that? Because I wasn't even a parent when I became a step-parent. Step-parenting is a high privilege. I was very lucky to be a step-parent to a beautiful, beautiful young man and be part of his life. I took it as serious as I did when I had my own child. I participated in every aspect of his life that I was able to, never wanting to interfere with his parents. I think the role of a step-parent should be highly involved and always present, but at the same time, supportive and in the back. So pretty much always being in the background, a cheerleader for his parents. It's not always that easy. And my dad always said to me, if you marry somebody that has a child from a previous marriage, it's a thankless job. He was right on the money, but he's always right on the money, my dad. It is indeed a thankless job. Who thanks you? I'm hoping that my stepson one day will call me and thank me. I am doing this podcast because I've been meeting a lot of people recently, and we've been the conversation of step parenting has been coming up. There is something that I never did, and I did it because I also had a stepmother, and she was the devil. I didn't get along with my stepmom, and I don't think she wanted to get along with me. As a matter of fact, because she was a little jealous of my mother, I suffered. I did suffer. And my dad, since he was always working, was forced to leave me with her at times. And yeah, it wasn't so good. So that's why I think I worked so hard for my stepson. It's not easy going to a minor school and not being the right age group and kind of sticking out right off the bat because I was the youngest parent in the room and supporting. It was hard because most of the room parents were like, who are you? Where do you come from? You don't belong here. And I still stuck to my guns and I still supported this young man. And I did the things that moms do, that dads do. But something I never did was say I was his mother. I never claimed that he was mine out of respect. Because when you give birth to a child, unless you give that child up for adoption, he's yours for life. As a matter of fact, I don't have any tattoos, but if I did get a tattoo, it would probably be for my son, because that's the only thing in an ever-changing world that is yours, is your children forever till you die. Whether you get along with them or not, whether you have a relationship with them or not, whether they pass away or not, they're still your children. So I thought it was blasphemous to ever say, this child is mine. I would say, I love this child. He is with me. But I would never say he's mine. Something else that I think is also kind of weird and disrespectful is when you force a child who they don't know, they're defenseless, to call a step-parent mom or dad. In the case of death, which I know this personally, That I can understand. But if the parents are alive, is it fair to say, call me mom, call me dad? If they indeed have a mom and a dad, I'll tell you, I think that's gross. I think that that's gross. Claiming a child and saying, this is my child, when you didn't give birth to that child, I think that's even grosser. But, you know, to each its own. I mean, you got to do what you got to do. I think it's foolish to say this child is mine when, no. My stepson and I were together from his second year to his 22nd year. So that's two decades of loving a child, rearing a child, dressing a child, feeding a child, playing with a child, all of that. I was very lucky because he taught me so many things. We lived the Power Ranger life together. We did so many trips and vacations together, so many school events and plays and homework. He was a baseball player. He was a basketball player. He watched my marriage fall apart. I think he secretly supported me. It was probably one of the highest privileges I've ever had. But to this day, I've never, ever looked at that boy and said, call me mom. On the contrary, actually, he looked like me. That's how good looking he is, because I'm very good looking. I think it's so important to always say, no, he has a mom. I'm his stepmom. I think he used to call me Cha-Cha instead of Magda. It was like a love name, and it was a good thing that he called me Cha-Cha, because I know it was a term of endearment for him. And at the same time, we were always respecting his mother, both him and me. I have a good relationship, at least a civil relationship with his mom. And for this, I'm also grateful, because I have a son, and my son is his brother. They share blood. And after I pass away from this life, they are family. And I really hope that I planted enough love in my stepson and in my son for each other, that I helped foster brotherly love between them. I know that my stepson is a good boy. I've always known that. You know, you can always feel that energy from someone. And I, like I said, I will always think that having the privilege of raising that young man, and he wasn't mine, is one of the best experiences I've ever had in my life, specifically coming from a step parent that didn't give a shit about me. As a matter of fact, she didn't like me. And I wanted to go opposite of what I learned from step parents. I wanted to do everything the opposite. So when you're a parent, you're not given a guidebook, but as a step parent, it's even harder, because you've got to deal with emotions of the biological parents, of the eyebrow raisers in the community of that child, and just all the red tape that comes from loving a child as if he were yours and knowing that he's not. That brings a lot of challenge. I think one of the things that I will always be proud of is having a hand in this person's life. Whether I ever see him again or not is a non-factor. I always said to myself, whenever I was in his presence, do the best you can as if you'll never see him again. And I know why I did that. It's because of my father's strong advice. It was always, remember, this is a thankless job. Do the best you can and expect nothing. And of course, when you go into something like that with no expectations, and you go into something knowing that you could lose it immediately, you definitely do your very best. I know he's thriving. I know he got married, and I know he has a great job and a great community around him, and both of his parents love him very much. And for this, I am so very thankful, because I know that there's a human being in this world that I had a contribution in, and he's not mine. He's not my responsibility, and he never was. But I did treat him like he was my responsibility, and I never claimed him to be mine. That's in very poor taste. In very poor taste. I wanted to do this podcast because step-parenting has become part of my, what I'm hearing a lot from my coachees, and it's difficult. I know this in my own skin, but it was one of the highest privileges I ever held, and for this, I'm grateful. So if you've never seen the movie Stepmom with Julia Roberts, it's a good one. And also, if my stepson ever hears this podcast, I want you to know I love you. I'm proud of you, even from far away, and I'm sure I'll see you soon at your brother's wedding. Big love to all step-parents out there. It's not an easy job, but remember, the child's not yours, but you got to treat them like they are. So good luck. It's not easy at all. Have yourself a great May. There is no question you are what you eat. At least the people in LunchologyMiami.com believe that. They are Miami's boutique health food company, delivering delicious prepared meals to keep you, your family, and your workplace focused on what matters. And that's a healthy lifestyle. Shop through their ocean lovers, meat lovers, plant lovers menu. Decide whether you want 3, 4, 5 days of healthy meals or once or twice daily. I believe I am what I eat, and I only eat the best. LunchologyMiami.com. I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor, but this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders. They're yogis. They're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors, with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life. Do you want to feel great, look better, and actually live the part? Well, the answer is in iShopPurium.com. That's iShop, P-U-R-I-U-M.com. And I'm your code. I'm your coupon. Revite10. It's time for a real food revolution. And actually, it pays to be healthy. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me on www.atreve-t.com. That means to dare. Thank you for listening to the Magda Lopez podcast. I'm Revite on Instagram, Atrevete on Facebook, and _Revite on Twitter. I'm everywhere. Find me.